You're listening to SBS News.
Explosions and gunfire in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv as Russian tanks and trucks approach. A nearby airbase is captured. Ukraine's government says 18,000 guns have been given to volunteers, and officials urge citizens to make Molotov cocktails to defend the city. A defiant President Volodymyr Zelensky says he and others won't be leaving.
For the second day, our cities experience rocket and bomb strikes, masses of tanks, as well as airstrikes, which are similar to those which Europe has already seen during the Second World War, and about which it said, never again. But this is now how it is. It happens again.
NATO says it is deploying its rapid response forces to bolster defences on its eastern flank amid fears of a new Cold War in Europe. Former heavyweight boxing champion Vladimir Klitschko and mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, say Ukrainians will resist the attack from Russia.
I just want to tell you we must stay united against this aggression, against Russian aggression. Don't let it happen, continue happening in Ukraine, don't let it happening in Europe, and eventually in the world. United we're strong. Support Ukraine. Thank you.
After holding a meeting in Brussels, the European Union announced a second round of sanctions against Russia, freezing the assets of Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The UK and US have also adopted some measures, with the Biden administration also including a travel ban. The EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, condemned Mr. Putin's actions.
You know very well that this is an important step. Let me flag that the only leaders in the world who are sanctioned by the European Union are Assad from Syria, Lukashenko from Belarus, and now Putin from Russia.
He says the latest round of sanctions is the harshest ever drawn up by the 27-member bloc.
We will also target those in Belarus who collaborate with the Russian military aggression against Ukraine, and we will not stop there. We have also adopted a proposal to target all, I mean all, those who are significantly providing economic support, all who are having a significant economic role in supporting the regime.
The sanctions list does not yet include kicking Russia out of SWIFT, international payment system used globally by banks to arrange transfers, a tool that has been used to devastating effects against Iran. Germany and Italy have so far resisted the measure as they rely on SWIFT to pay for Russian natural gas deliveries. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire says it's an option that must be adopted.
On the question of SWIFT, SWIFT is the financial nuclear weapon. SWIFT is what allows us to block the access of Russian financial institutions to any financial institution in the world, which prevents any payment of any goods coming from Russia or going to Russia. The fact remains that when you have a financial nuclear weapon in your hands, you think before you use it. Some member states have expressed reservations. We take that into account. France is not one of these states. I want to say this very clearly.
Tens of thousands of people have fled Ukraine for neighbouring countries, including at least 50,000 to Poland and 20,000 to Moldova. The group fleeing did not include males aged between the ages of 18 and 60 who have been conscripted into the military as reservists for a maximum period of 1 year. Ukraine's State Border Guard Service says the group are now banned from leaving the country. 68-year-old Ukrainian refugee Vilma Sulgar made it to Hungary but says her son was one of those prevented from leaving.
I told him, son, get going, go and try to get across, try, get on a train and come please. He said, mom, how could I go, how could I go? They're taking people off the trains, he says.
In a televised speech to Russian Security Council, President Putin urged Ukraine's military to abandon its own government.
I appeal to the servicemen of the armed forces of Ukraine. Do not let neo-Nazis and Ukrainian ultra-nationalists use your children, wives and the elderly as human shields. Take power into your own hands.
The protests in Russia are growing, after at least 1,800 people were arrested at rallies across the country on Thursday night. Popular actors, musicians and broadcasters in Russia have also joined the protests and have lost their jobs over it. Elena Kovalskaya quit her job as director of the state-financed theatre Meyerhold Centre, saying she can't work for a murderer. Ivan Ugant, the host of a popular talk show on state-run Channel 1, has said his show has been pulled off air after he posted a message on Instagram reading "Fear and Pain, No to War." Outside Ukraine's embassy in Moscow, these Russian citizens held a vigil, saying they did not support Mr. Putin's actions.
From my point of view, this war is unexplainable, and people are dying on each side, Russian and Ukrainian. We are the people who used to live amicably, in peace and in harmony. Now, we are separated. I don't understand this. People shouldn't die in the 21st century. This is nonsense and this is unacceptable.
United Kingdom Defence Secretary Ben Wallace says that according to British intelligence, Russia intends to take the whole of Ukraine, but its army failed to deliver on the first day of the invasion.
It's definitely our view that the Russians intend to invade the whole of Ukraine. The nonsense they were spouting about the Donbass, and it were, you know, as ever with a whole series of dishonest claims, are not the case, and that's why you've seen a number of columns of Russian army entering the city from the south, from the north, from Belarus even, and indeed from the separatist region.
Despite facing the full force of the Russian military, Ukrainians are standing their ground. This man says he will be joining the fight, and he urged others to do the same.
I want to call on all our Ukrainian nation, on real men, on patriots. Please make sure your families are safe and mobilize. I believe we need to get our act together and give a stern reply to the Russian aggression. I myself am from Lviv. I believe we must mobilize and repel all those who enter our country. Please forgive me for saying this, but I think we must fight all those who invade our country so strongly.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.